Good morning and welcome to our today's conference call about the financial figures 2015-16. On the today's call, our CFO, Dr. David Frink, as well as our Chief Retail Officer, Norbert Deinke, will attend. On the occasion of the publication of our annual report early this morning, we want to give you some more details about the financials, the status of our program Fit for Growth, and the next steps of the realignment of Gerry Weber. After a short presentation, we will continue with the Q&A session. You will find the presentation of our today's call under the web link we sent to you with the invitation. If you are not able to open the web link, please call the IR team after the call and we will send you the presentation. Now I hand over to Dr. David Frink.
Yeah, thank you, Claudia. Morning, everybody, buddy from my side as well. After our conference call about the preliminary figures 2015-16, like 3 weeks ago, I will give you today some more details about the financials of the past financial year, followed by an update on our realignment program Fit for Growth. Means what we achieved, where we stand, and what will be the main tasks for the upcoming month. Based on 10.9% lower Gerry Weber core revenues, our consolidated group revenues decreased by 2.2% to now 900.8 million euro in 2015-16. However, Halluber increased sales by 17.7% to now 183.2 million euro on a 12-month year-on-year. Revenues of the core retail segment declined by 4.8% to now 419.2 million euro in 2015-16. The reduction is primarily based on lower like-for-like revenues, which were down by 7.6% on the previous year, as well as the 75 store closures within the Fit for Growth program. Wholesale revenues dropped sharply by 18.3% to now 298.4 million euros. Most of our wholesale partners were also unable to defy the difficult market environment. This resulted in lower order volumes, which had an adverse impact on the wholesale revenues. The core online revenues, however, showed a positive trend and rose by 10.3% to 26.1 million euros. As a result of the store closures, the number of Gerry Weber POS declined from 987 to 924. This includes 295 concession stores. Halluber sales show a completely different picture. The number of stores increased by 67 POS to 342. Like-for-like sales increased by 2.1% in comparison to the previous year, clearly outperforming the German fashion market as a whole, which was down by some -3 to -4%. The revenue growth was also driven by online sales, which were up 44.9% to 17.8 million euros. Halluber's gross margin, by contrast, declined from 67.1% to 60.5%. The year-on-year decrease is due to the delayed openings of new stores, which had an adverse impact on inventories. To quickly offset this one-time increase in inventories, Halluber offered much higher discounts as usual. This led to a decline in gross margin. With the increased inventories resulting from the delayed store openings back to normal, Halluber also expects the gross margin to return to a normal level in the financial year 2016-17. By contrast, Gerry Weber Core was able to increase its gross margin significantly from 57.5% to now 60.3%. In particular, the strict pricing policy and the reduced discounts led to this increase. Overall, group's gross margin stood at 60.4%. The group's personal expenses rose by 8.4% to now 202.7 million euros year on year. This increase is not only due to the fact that Halluber's headcount climbed, but also, and most of all, to the first full year effect of Halluber. Halluber was consolidated as of February 2015, which means it was included to the group's financials for only 9 months in the previous year. Furthermore, personal costs and other operating costs were affected by extraordinary costs resulting from the Fit for Growth program. Depreciation and amortization rose sharply from 36.5 million to 63.5 million euros in 2015-16. In this context, it should be noted that extraordinary write-downs of 15 million euro relating to the store closures had an adverse impact on the group's depreciation level. In addition, consolidated depreciation rose to scheduled depreciation on the logistics center. Group's reported earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization amounted to 77.3 million in 2015-16, and reported EBIT amounted to 13.8 million euros. Group's earnings figures include extraordinary expenses relating to the Fit for Growth program in the amount of 31.2 million euros, as well as non-recurrent income from the sale of Hall30 in the amount of 21.9 million euros. Without these extraordinary effects, EBIT adjusted amounted to 23.1 million euros. At the last annual press conference, end of February 2016, we announced our realignment program, Fit for Growth, which was one main focus of our work last fiscal. Let's take a look at what we achieved. 75 of the planned 103 stores of the Jawaker, Typhoon, and Zamun brands were closed. The remaining stores will be closed early as planned by end of February 2017. With a view to improving the brand experience, we not only arranged the shop windows of the top stores in a more modern style, but also started to redesign our flagship stores. The digitalization strategy plays a key role in improving the brand experience and presenting our brands in a more customer-specific manner. In this field, a lot has been achieved. The product presentation to the Jawaker online shop was redesigned. Hallhuber implemented click and collect to further push ahead with the integration of the physical stores and the online shop. The digitalization strategy is a key element of our future positioning. Therefore, we will relaunch our new online shop in spring 2017. Here, some first impressions. Individual look and feel with own time faces, colors, visual language. New and more customer-specific tools adjusted on the customer target group of each brand. The relaunch of the Jawaker online shop is only the first step of our new digitalization strategy. In addition, we plan to offer small collection capsules exclusively for the online shops to increase the online customer target group. Furthermore, we will extend our external online platform business in Germany and other European countries. To further push ahead with the digitalization of our company, we developed the roadmap, which comprises measures that will enable us to increase our online revenues significantly over the next 5 years and to achieve the full integration of the distribution channels. Financial target is to at least double our online revenues in the next 5 years to then 100 million euros per year. Coming back to our Fit for Growth program and what we achieved in the last month. To increase the effectiveness and shrink the cost base, all material business processes and workflows were analyzed in the course of the year and adjusted where necessary. As a result, about 200 positions were cut at the headquarters in Halle, Westphalia. The corresponding social compensation plans and agreements were negotiated and implemented in the 2015-16 reporting period. At the beginning of 2016, we also started to transfer all logistic processes to the new logistics center and to gradually ramp up the capacity. To support our wholesale partners, we have defined and already started to implement various measures to offer them a better service and to control the flow and the presentation of merchandise more effectively. This includes the implementation of partnership programs. Depending on the individual status of the partnership, we take a responsibility for placing merchandise in the wholesalers' shop-in-shops. The launch of the new brand Talkabout, exclusively for the wholesale segment, has been another measure aimed at strengthening the wholesale operations. The collections have been developed jointly with our wholesale partners and were tested in 30 shop-in-shops in the past financial year. Due to the positive feedback, the number of Talkabout sales spaces will be increased to 120 to 150 shop-in-shops over the next 12 months. To modernize our collections and adapt them to consumers' changing needs, we invested into the value of our products. We further expanded the casual sub-label with a view to modernize the whole Jawaker brand family. Casual stands for casual chic and the use of mostly natural materials. The value of our products has been also increased due to the use of new materials of the highest quality. An example, Gore-Tex for outdoor apparel or special denim materials for edition. But also through special finishings and details such as high-quality Swarovski crystals, which add a modern and exclusive touch to our products. The somewhat younger and online-oriented target group allows us to position Typhoon as a brand that plays a pioneering role in the digitalization of the Joe Weber brand universe. Our cooperation with bloggers and the introduction of digital fitting rooms ideally reflect this trend. So this is only a short overview about the measures we realized. When launching the Fit for Growth program, we stated that the realignment program will continue throughout the current financial year 2016-17. While we have already implemented a wide range of measures to modernize the Joe Weber, Typhoon and Samum brands, we will continue to focus on modernizing our collections and adjusting them to consumers' requirements. Besides the internal work we have to do, we don't expect the market conditions for our business model to improve in the upcoming months. Against this background and in view of the resulting slightly lower revenue expectations for the Joe Weber core segment, the managing board expects consolidated sales in the financial year 2016-17 to be down by between -2% and -4% on the previous year. Consequently, the managing board projects consolidated earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, means consolidated EBITDA, of between 60 and 70 million euros. This amount includes depreciation and amortization of approximately 48 to 50 million euros, which means that consolidated group earnings before interest and taxes, so a reported EBIT, will amount to between 10 and 20 million euros. Our Hallhuber subsidiary will continue to grow in a controlled manner with the aim of improving its profitability. The performance of the past month and the expansion of the points of sale mean that Hallhuber will continue to grow in the current fiscal 2016 and 17. As mentioned before, the current financial year will also be influenced by the realignment of the Joe Weber core group. We expect to improve the profitability of the Joe Weber group as a whole significantly in 2017-18. Yeah, thanks for your attention. Claudia.
Now we will start with the Q&A session. Both members of the board will answer your questions. So the moderator of the call will give you some more technical instructions how to use your phone to ask questions.
Thank you. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Volker Bosse, Baader Bank.
Yeah, hello, Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Good morning. Four questions from my side, starting first with the inventory situation. So how satisfied are you with that? Any overstocking with old merchandise given the sales performance we saw last year? Second, on your e-commerce strategy, thanks for the details you shared with us already. But my question would here be, do you also plan to intensify the partnerships to the one rather e-com company, or and what would be your preferred partners, marketplaces, or you want to stick, so to say, to your own web page only in terms of e-com strategy going forward? And third question would be on the pre-order situation for the current year for the wholesale business. And finally, a trading update would be very much appreciated. In the last call, you mentioned November, December were good. Let's look at the start of January, start of February. How did you trade here? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bosse. Good morning. Coming to your first question, the inventory level. For sure, we were always working on our inventory levels and trying to reduce them due to net working capital optimization. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, we implemented last year a concept at wholesale customer level called a depot business. Means it's similar to concession business, except that we don't have staff on the shop in shop. Mm-hmm. This pushed a little bit our inventories until end of the year. Yeah. If Norbert and myself, we're looking into our eyes, we feel quite comfortable regarding the old stocks. Yeah. So if you look at the split per season of the inventories we had till end of October, and we have now. We don't see any huge problems for the future. We have clearly cleaned our stocks over the last year. Like I already said during the last calls last year. So it's a totally different inventory we have now, even if the inventory level is still, in our opinion, a little bit higher. We're working on new replenishment programs, means going back the supply chain for never out of stock articles to have a stock on supplier level, on material level, and so on. So these are optimization things, but overall, it's more the effect from the depot business that you see in the balance sheet. So we feel quite comfortable with our inventory and the quality of the inventory.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, coming to the pre-order, pre-order could always be better. Yeah, but if I look back the last 2 or 3 years, we always saw a double-digit minus in pre-order on a year-on-year base. We don't see it anymore. So we're back to single-digit minus still, not a plus. We have a quite different picture regarding the brands and the sub-labels. So we still have a high single-digit minus in Joe Weber collection, if I look at that, and we have a small plus on casual. Overall, Joe Weber has a small single-digit minus. So overall, we're totally on track with that, what we wanted to achieve. And we think we have found somewhat the bottom line of the pre-order business.
If I may add to that, one view from the online perspective, which is giving you clearly the target group feedback on the collections, you can already see that even the very difficult classical Jerry Weber collection part is not falling any longer. So what David mentioned is a little bit also the wholesale response with difficulties of wholesale trading partners, and also maybe shifting a little bit around from classical to modern part. But our target customer, I think we have reached the bottom line there. So we are there.
Is it like that to e-commerce?
Yeah, I can also add, before David comes back with the trading update, I can answer your e-com question. The two e-com companies, Haluber and Jerry Weber, which we are going to align in the future, have differenced in the past, had different strategies with marketplaces. Haluber has quite some more marketplaces linked to its e-com business. Jerry Weber, quite a few only. Jerry Weber is only Otto, because Zalando is being dealt with in the wholesale part. And for Jerry Weber, we will increase the platforms because we see a high potential there. We even think, for example, for Zalando, and it's not uncommon to have a hybrid model there, so that you have part of the wholesale, because the partner wants to buy wholesale to have the freedom to have certain depth in certain styles. But for the width and the breadth of the collection, he also appreciates the platform business. So we are going to address all these things, and obviously Zalando is an interesting partner there. But Europe-wise, there are others like La Redoute in France, which is very interesting, and then of course also our partners we have on the trading side. So we are trading with El Corte Inglés in Spain on quite some concession stores. I think we have more than 50 points of sales with them, and this is our way forward.
Yeah, maybe a trading update. So like I said last call, November, December were good. January was not so good, I have to say. So we saw the discounts in our sales development, but also Textilwirtschaft had a -4 for this month. Just a Joe Weber thing. If we look now at February, we're really satisfied. I have to say. So it's a good development. We are a little bit ahead of our plan for this month, for this particular month. So this is all okay. So we can't complain.
Okay. Thank you very much for the information, and all the best for the year. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Mark Josephson, Equinet Bank, Frankfurt.
Yep, good morning. We've talked about the 30 shopping shops that you had. Can you give us a bit more feedback on how that has gone, how many lines were in this sub-brand? And if you roll it out to 120, 150 units this year, what might be the sales potential in the current year from Talkabout? And then secondly, with respect to CapEx, you've got in the guidance there 25 to 30 million to be spent. How much above that will be spent above the line in terms of the rollout of the online development and the point of sale materials that you've spoke about in the presentation? And then finally, can you bring us up to date with the developments on the opening of the new logistics center last year? How much of group sales today pass through that center, and is it running to plan?
Shall I start with Talkabout and you take the other ones?
Fine.
Have it? Okay. Talkabout, we started as really as a test with just 30 retailers. I would call them friends of the family in the end, friends of Jerry Weber. And 85% are happy with what we have done, and the remaining 15% is something where we had a lot of learnings and where we gradually improve the business. This gives us, because I think this is a pretty good ratio. The learnings are pretty basic. Sometimes it's about price points that we can take more money, a higher price point than we anticipated. That the collection maybe needs a bit more width than it actually is. It's a rather small capsule, 12 times a year. And to come to the figures, we plan for this fiscal year 4.7 million euros sales with Talkabout, and we are really confident to deliver them to you and to our business.
Good.
Do you want more details on that, or is that fine?
In terms of number of lines, how many lines will be?
It's the Talkabout line. It's just one line, which is coming in 12 planned capsules, so every month a capsule, and we are using our replenishment and open-to-buy and quick response possibilities to repeat bestsellers, to buy in things we might have forgotten or not seen, like track pants, which are currently very up to date, or casual blousons printed, which are replacing the classical blazer, etc. So we have a kind of like pearls on the chain. We have the planned 12 intakes, and we are adding in as we go.
Okay.
Yeah, then coming to your question regarding the CapEx, for the whole digitalization strategy, for this year, we're planning to invest about 2 to 3 million euros overall, and the same amount the next year, I have to
say.
Yeah, roughly. So most of the CapEx is coming from the expansion of Halluber. Norbert is spending usually around 800 euros per square meter for opening a new standalone store or a shopping shop. And so if you just add or multiply the 40 to 50 planned openings with this amount, you will see that roughly 5 to 6 million euros are coming from that. We have on top of that, we have a few refurbishings, I would say, in the overall portfolio of Jerry Weber. Like I said in my speech, we have the top 30 initiative in our house, just to work on the main stores and to refurbish it. And so this sums up to all together with IT investments and a little bit here and a little bit there to 25 to 30 million euros CapEx. The same for Talkabout. If you open 120 new store shopping shops, you have to invest roughly 500 euros per square meter. So it's not so expensive like Halluber, because it's smaller. And so there it comes from. Regarding the new logistics, at the moment we only have Jerry Weber hanging garment, Jerry Weber collection hanging garment. So it means a pretty small part. This is still at our third-party logistics and will come end of April to the new logistics center that was just part of the ramp-down phase of the old third-party logistics. and the ramp-up phase of the new logistics center. And we are at the moment at a level between 20 and 25% of the Hallhuber pieces that are going through the logistics center. Till end of August this year, we want to have at least 80% there. It's a little bit tricky because the whole logistics center is RFID-based, 100% RFID-based. And it means that Hallhuber has to implement RFID to all the suppliers. So this is why it's taken a little bit longer. But nevertheless, till end of this fiscal, we'll have the, I would say, more than 90% of the overall group quantities are in the logistics center. Just the numbers from last month. In January, we had two hard weeks with high traffic, I would say, high load in the logistics center in 2 weeks that were part of the low season. And we brought out 2 million pieces in January, so only with two hard weeks and two low weeks. So we're really satisfied with that. For sure, we will work on the efficiency, means that's only cost thing, huh? Just to be more efficient and so on. I think that's usual. If you look at other logistics centers, usually you need like 2 years to get 100% efficiency or 99.5% efficiency and so on. And so these are the tasks for the next month. But overall, now we're satisfied with that.
Okay, thank you for the update. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Currently, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
No? So I see no more questionnaires, so I hope, I think then we answered all your questions. Thanks, everybody, for your attention, and if you have further questions, do not hesitate to contact the IR team. Have a nice day, especially to all people who celebrate Carnival. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.